I'm still saying we got to get a new song for that. Everybody. Yeah, well, we need another one. This is Raul,
your host. I am Oscar Ibieta. Hello there to my fellow Medicare agents. Hey, even if we change up the song, I'm not removing that tagline.
No, we're going to leave it. Well, today we are going to talk about the fact that that this thing takes time. Success takes time. And we just kind of want to give everybody a little bit of encouragement. And Oscar and I were just kind of having a conversation. We saw that there's this realtor in San Antonio. He's very successful. And he is at the top of the, I would say he was probably the number one realtor in San Antonio. And what's his name? Because I just might as well give another free plug. Like
I don't know the pronunciation of his last name. I just call him Bincon.
Bincon, yeah. And this guy is a top real estate agent in San Antonio. And we were just kind of talking about, you know, kind of achieving the being number one in our field. And as many people know, in San Antonio, we're the number one agency, really probably for all carriers. When we add them up, there, I don't think that anyone kind of compares to the amount of numbers that we do here in San Antonio. And it takes time. And, you know, we've got agents here in San Antonio that are definitely at the top of that list as well. And they didn't get there overnight. And so that's how this kind of conversation started. We were just, you know, just wanting to encourage everybody and just talk a little bit about how this does take some time. So I remember that, do you remember the movie Remember the Titans?
Yeah, love that movie.
Probably one of my favorite movies. real quick side story, taking it back to when I was like 21 years old. And that dates me, right? That shows you, because you were like 10 when it came out. Yeah. So I remember, like, I didn't have cable, but I had a DVD player that I bought.
And it wasn't VHS, VCRs back then?
It was a DVD, and it was new technology.
All right.
Okay. So I throw in the DVD. I get Remember the Titans, and that's the only movie that I had for a little while. So it'd be on repeat, or it was that and Gladiator. I had two movies.
Yeah.
So I was either watching Gladiator or Remember the Titans, and it'd just be on in the background. So like, I'd be like vacuuming and just like watching Remember the Titans. Anyway, I remember in that movie, he started talking about his offense and saying, it's kind of a boring offense. He's like, hey, it doesn't matter. It's like Novocaine. It works. We just keep on doing the same exact things. And that's the way that I feel about our Medicare strategies. And I always tell people there's nothing proprietary about what we do. Really, you could research it, and anyone could research it. You don't have to be a TMS agent to figure out what we do. And the difference is that we keep pushing through. When we have agents here at TMS and we continue to encourage it, we have agents that do the things that we recommend.
Yeah.
So that's why you look at Natalie. She's I always use her as an example, and I feel like I single her out a lot, but she's one of the best success stories that we have at TMS, because she joined us with no Medicare experience. She's not someone who just kind of came over from Humana the way that I did, and you know, who had already known the business and stuff like that. We taught her the business, and she was doing all of the things that we recommended that she do.
Yeah. There's so while you were talking and you were saying, you know, there's nothing proprietary about what we do, it made me think about this business podcast that I listened to, and he says the same thing. He says, guys, he's like, there are no secrets that I'm keeping from you. I'm going to tell you everything. He said, but the difference is I know that the majority of the people out there are not going to go out and execute.
Yeah.
He says, so I don't care to give you that I'm giving you these secrets, because the difference is I'm going out to execute these things, and that's what's going to make me successful. You can have, you know, the recipe, but if you're not actually going to put anything into action, mm-hmm. you're not going to get that cake.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of the things that we do here at TMS, I mean, everything that we do here at TMS, mm-hmm. it's not proprietary.
Right.
You can find this stuff online, you know, all the training. But thing is, you know, we're here to help you execute these things. And I think that's the difference between having success and not being a successful agent. And everybody's got a different definition of success, whether it's income, whether it's a number of clients, you, whatever it may be. But we're going to help you get there. And the important thing is you have to be willing to execute. And at the end of the day, if you, you know, look back over the last week, month, year, and think about what you've done, but more importantly, you got to think about the things that you haven't done. And if you're not in a place where you want to be, or if you're not at as successful as you would have hoped, think about the things that you have not executed. That being said, let's take those things and let's begin to execute. And that's really what today is about, is we want to talk about how you can put these things into action, but give it time, because success takes time when we're doing all of these things, yeah, especially in this business.
Yeah. I talked to Natalie about, she had gone and we'd been working on getting a dentist, and it was like about a month and a half before she finally got her first lead from them. And now now they're coming in.
Right.
And it's the idea, like the work that you put in today, you're going to be getting paid for tomorrow. And that's basically the foundation of our business, right? Because the clients that we sell, if you sell with a July 1st effective date, you're only making like $140, right? Whatever it is. And the reason that we're in this business though is for what comes in the future. So the work you do today is what you will be getting paid for tomorrow. It's gonna pay off tomorrow.
Say that again.
What you do today will pay off tomorrow. That's how that's why we're in this business. That's what we're doing. So I wanna kind of, one of the first things to mention is that there's an old adage that says comparison is a thief of joy. And it's real easy to sit right here as an agent and kind of look at here we go again. Natalie's number one on the top producers list for TMS, and you know, Alex is number two. Like, I'll never be there. And you start looking at what other people are doing. And I think that Kobe Bryant had this really great, I was watching an interview of his, and he said, the only thing that matters to me is I'm competing against myself. I'm trying to be the best Kobe Bryant that I can be, the very best. And that's the only thing that matters. Am I better than I was yesterday? And I've actually seen it a lot now. Like, what matters to me is I'm better than the Raul that I was last year.
Right.
I'm in a better place. And I think that that's what we have to get to. And we have to be careful about not putting ourselves in a situation where we're actually tearing ourselves down because we're watching what someone else is doing, or at least we can watch what they're doing and learn, but we don't want to watch what they're doing and then compare ourselves and say, gosh, I'm struggling here.
Right. Yeah. It's very important. And taking it back, you know, we talk about people's success stories, but what did their story look like, you know, day one, year one? Sure, you hear these stories of people who just right off the bat, right out of the gate, are just crushing it. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, when we talk about success and look at people who are successful in this business, that's not everybody. Mm-mm. You know, when I consider myself to be pretty successful in this industry, and I didn't come out the gate just this monster. You know, it took time, and I understood that from the very beginning. So social media, I think, has done a lot of this to people, and it makes you think that you can be that overnight success, and people get caught up in chasing that next, you know, that home run, that big splash, that new business venture that's just going to turn you into an overnight success. But the reality is, that's not how it works. And you have to be willing to put the time in to whatever it is that you're doing. And over time, you know, that compounding interest day over day over day, the success is going to follow. It's going to come. But it's important that everybody understands, yeah, sure, you're going to hear these unique stories where this one person every now and then does hit that home run and they have that overnight success. But that's not a reality. And social media has painted that picture for people to think that that's what's going to happen. Like you guys, I'm going to say.
Yeah. And I think we do that a little bit here also, like at just even at TMS where we'll throw up, like I get like super excited when I see someone who they've been with us a year and now they're on the, they're on our top producer list or on the United Healthcare top producer list. I think some of that we do see, but it's important not to sell yourself short. And just because your journey takes a little longer to get there does not mean that you're not successful. You're not on your way to success. I don't know. Have you ever been on the top producer list for United Healthcare?
I have.
You have?
Yeah. Okay. But it wasn't in my first year. Right. It wasn't in my second year. It wasn't in my third year. I'll be honest. I don't know that it was even in my first 5 years before I got to be on that United Healthcare top producer list.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes time, especially for those that want to learn every single part of the business. That takes time. It's not an overnight thing.
Yeah.
I personally always set goals to be number one. And even if it's at the time unattainable, that's how I do things. So I think that within that understanding that success takes time, one of the things I do is I set goals for maybe a year from now, set a goal for this year, set a goal for a year from now, 5 years from now, and even 10 years from now. And we even talked about it a little bit. I think it was yesterday or this morning where I told you like a goal for me is that TMS would be as big as the brokerage.
Right.
And that's 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at that. And what I'll do is when we talk about success doesn't come overnight, it doesn't. And like most people would see TMS and be like, man, the TMS is a great agency. And I do too. It's not lost upon me that TMS is fantastic. But when I'm comparing it to where I want to be, I want us to be the largest distributor of Medicare products that is based in Texas. That's our mission of TMS, to be the largest distributor of Medicare products in Texas. And with all that being said, you have to set a goal and make it attainable. I think I fully believe that it's attainable.
Yeah.
10 years from now, I do believe that. And what I'm doing now is, okay, well, how do I get there? We got to do the basics. And again, everything, you know, even when we're growing a TMS or you're trying to grow a team, it's the basics. Go out there, recruit people, train them. Don't just get people, train them. I think what happens is a lot of the agencies out there, they'll go out and get people and hope that they'll figure it out. And what we're doing is a little bit different, right? TMS, we're trying to help grow our agents. And so anyway, the reason I'm sharing all this is because I want everyone who's listening to know, you set goals, set long-term goals. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 10 years? I set longer, so I'm shooting for 10. But where do you want to be a year from now? Because when you set goals and when you do that, then you're going to hit it, right? And even if you fall short, you're still a lot further than you would when you didn't even set a goal.
Yeah.
You know, have a target, right?
Setting tiers, I think levels to those goals, right? So you have the 10-year goal.
Right.
But that's, you know, we're thinking about that right now. That's so far away, right? I mean, TMS isn't even 10 years old, but you already have that vision and you have that goal. But let's break it down, right? In order to get to this 10-year goal, where do I need to be 5 years from now? Where do I need to be 3 years from now? Where do I need to be a year from now?
Right.
And you start to break it down piece by piece, and you can't just have this, you want to have this large vision, but you also need to have a plan on how you're going to get there. And even at that, you know, as agents, when you say, okay, well, I want to get, my goal for AEP is 100 sales. Well, let's set some tiers to that, right? Let's make that goal 120. Push it up a little bit and let's, you know, so that way we can push the envelope, but let's set tiers. Okay. 120 is my goal. I think that a good, you know, if I can get to 95, I can get to triple digits, 100, that's my tier one. I've reached my goal. Now let's get to 120. But I think it's a factor mentally, right? Mm-hmm. If you say, well, my goal is 100. And if I come up short and get 85, you can hang your hat on that. You can be pretty satisfied. But what if you push that goal to 120?
Yeah.
Now 85 is like, oh, man, I'm so far off. But if you can get to 100, you can hang your hat on that and say, hey, that's pretty solid. That's a good, you know, accomplishment that I made.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll set I'll set, I guess, what maybe would be a stretch goal, and it'd be like, so if it were me, I'm like, all right, I've got this stretch goal. I want to hit 180, but I will accept 100. Anything less than 100 is unacceptable, or whatever it is. Mine actually aren't usually that far from each other, my stretch and my actual goal.
Right.
Or my unacceptable goal. You know, I want a TMS to my, or my goal in the next 5 years would be to be the number one FMO for the brokerage.
Right.
Right now we would probably be sitting around number five.
Yeah.
And so that's my goal. I'm gonna set that. That's for 5 years from now. So.
But that's helping you get to your 10-year plan.
Heck yeah. Right? Yeah. And so you've got to set these little tiers and get yourself into that.
So for agents who set this goal of, you know, 150, right? What's your plan?
Right.
And let's put a business plan together. And that's what we can do for you guys. If you feel like you're a little bit lost, or, you know, you've got this number in mind, but you really don't have a plan on how you can get to this number, let's get back to the basics and let's, you know, request a meeting with us and we'll sit with you one-on-one and we'll put a business plan together for you to say, okay, this is your goal. Let's write down how we're going to get to this goal. Let's actually map it out. Let's put a little road map together on how we're going to achieve this goal. I was just, you know, in a conversation with an agent yesterday, and we were talking about this, and she says, you know, I've got this goal and I need to start executing. And, you know, I have these ideas, but I'm wondering if there's anything else I can add to this. And I said, hey, well, let's meet. And let's put a business plan together and let's draw out this roadmap and talk about how we're going to get you to this goal. So this particular agent is currently working another job, but wants out and is ready to just dive into the Medicare business full time, 100%. And so she's got this vision and she's willing to work, you know, more hours and put in that extra time so that she can walk away from that job and just dive into Medicare full time. So we're getting ready to put this game plan together so that we can begin to execute. And so I think that's important is, you know, having these goals but in addition to that, writing down your plan and talking about what it is that you're going to do to actually get to these goals.
Yeah. I think it requires discipline, right? To do that.
100%.
That's what we see. There's a quote from Mike Tyson, and I wish I could do a Mike Tyson impression because it'd be perfect right now.
Why don't you go ahead and give it a shot? Yeah, give it a shot.
No. But he says, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but nonetheless doing it like you love it. And when you think about that, like waking up in the morning and having this goal of like where this is where I'm going and keeping that and being disciplined about it. What I've seen it, like I see it from certain people, it's got like a fire in their eyes. And you know, like some of the things that we tell you to do, like going out there and prospecting dentists, it kind of sucks. Like it does, especially like as we get into the summer, right? It's all hot and getting out there and doing it or the follow-up and the follow-through with the clients and things like that. There's nothing fun about it. But you've got to be disciplined and you've got in your mind to tell yourself, I love doing this because I love the outcome that's going to happen because of it. It's right. Because I'm putting in this work that I'm going to get the outcome. I'm going to reach the goals that I've set for myself. And that's such an important thing to remember is that you've got to be disciplined. One thought that I have is to surround yourself with like-minded people. So Oscar and I probably spend a lot of time talking or you know, we even sometimes we'll go work out together. We hang out. I choose to be around people who are like-minded, other people that have a goal similar to mine. And it doesn't have to be just someone at work, but think about this. If you're a person that has the goal to be very successful at this business, but you've got somebody who kind of enables or encourages you to not do the things that you should be doing. It could be that maybe you're spending too much time with that person because they can tend to bring you down, right? Like, or even people who are outside of the business that are just kind of maybe, because I get motivated when I see other people going, like when I see, even like when I see even Natalie, like when she's out there and she's hustling, I'm like, man, I want to put in the same amount of work that she's putting in, or Diana or Alex. I'm like, I want to put in that kind of work. Mm-hmm. Right. And you've got to surround yourself with people like that, because it's going to help motivate you. And there is a, you know, iron sharpens iron, right? It's a right. proverb that iron sharpens iron. And that's how this works, when you surround yourself with other, I want to say winners. Right. And what I'm referring to as winners, I'm not talking about being number one. I'm talking about people who are winning at life, people who are putting all their effort toward being successful. That's kind of what you're doing in listening to a podcast like this, right? Listening to some of these podcasts, you're essentially hanging out with people that are successful, people on a platform that have reason to talk or have room to talk. That's why who's the podcast? And I know that, What are some of the podcasts that you listen to right now?
The one that I mostly listen to is one by Andy Frisella.
All right.
It's called, the name has changed, but it was called the MFCEO. And you can take a guess at what that stands for. But yeah, I mean, he's a little rough around the edges. I would say that he's not for everyone, but I think the takeaways and the message that he's delivering is, it really speaks to me.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot like that. So, I personally, as you know, we've talked about it. His approach is different than mine, but what I find is I agree with everything he says,
just in a different way.
Yeah.
Right?
Just, I would say it in a different way, but you know, you find the podcast and that you like, and that make sense to you, that are going to be motivating. I think Natalie has one. I think it's the Millionaire Mindset.
Is that it? I don't remember the name of the one that she listens to, but I know she shared a couple of episodes with us.
Yeah. And so you find a couple of podcasts that you're inspired by. It's the Mindset Mentor, not Millionaire.
Yeah,
the Mindset Mentor. His name is Rob Dial. And he's got these 20-minute podcasts, kind of just inspiration in the morning, just to kind of get people going. But it's like you're hanging out with somebody.
Yeah.
And like that's what the point of those is like you're kind of feeding off of somebody else's energy. I know for me that it's very helpful when I'm around people who are motivated and go-getters. Yeah. Do you remember and I probably have talked about it even on this podcast, there is a meme that was going around like probably 10 years ago with the lions, and it says, surround yourself with people on the same mission as you. Mm-hmm. And it's such a true statement. And I love the idea personally. Like, I like to help bring people up. So I don't just choose my friends or the people that I'm going to be around based off of like what their success level or anything like that. But if you've been around people whose energy is, I'm not really going to do anything. I'm just, you know, I'm not really into, you know, I'm not inspired. It brings your energy down. Yeah. I know it does for me. So that's an important part, I think, of what you do, is just kind of surrounding yourself with kind of like-minded people. And I think that it's going to help to motivate you more.
You have to. I think back and, you know, I don't drink. I drink on the weekends, right? And I really don't even drink that much anymore. Mm-hmm. But I remember there was a time where I'd go out for drinks during the week, you know, for happy hour, and then happy hour turned into a late night. And what happened was I was sluggish the next day, and I was dragging. And you know, I thought, you know, I just got to get through the day. I just got to get through the week. And before I knew it, I had just like dug this huge hole for myself. And I thought, wow, like, yeah, even though it's after work, it's impacting, it's affecting what I'm doing at work. And right. So I made the decision, every now and then I'll have some drinks during the week, but yeah, you know, for the most part, I don't drink during the week anymore. And the reason for that is because it affects what I do at work. You know, I play softball on Thursday nights, and everybody's out there drinking, and I used to get in the mix, right? Tomorrow's Friday, it's almost the weekend. I'm gonna have some drinks, and then sure enough, you know, mm-hmm. a couple beers turned into a lot of beers, and then I'd show up late to work, or I'd take the morning off, or it was just, you know, even at that, if I'd showed up to work, I wasn't as productive as I know that I could
be. You're not your best self,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I thought, well, that means I'm only being productive 4 days out of the week. That's mm-hmm. almost, that's half the week, right? And so I made the decision. I said, you know what? I could still go play softball on Thursdays, but I'm not going to drink anymore because I'm dragging at work the next day, and I have this vision and I have these goals. And, you know, it always turns into, come on, it's just one drink. Tomorrow's Friday. It's almost the weekend. Just have one drink. But, you know, those things add up. And when you say yes here and yes there, and you find yourself, yep, it's just this this sliding scale, right, that just kind of goes off. And you don't want to do that. And so you want to think about, you know, the decisions that you're making, even outside of work, they're going to impact your work, you know, your success at work, especially in this business. We're self-employed. And right. And so it's not like you're going to show up to work the next day and still get a paycheck. Yeah. You know, you have to put in the work. You have to go out and hunt, and you have to, you know, put in that work today so that you can see those results tomorrow. So that's a big part of it, and having the discipline to get up and execute every single day. That Mike Tyson quote that you used there was great, right? Nobody who, you know, we don't love to go out and prospect dentists, but we know that it's an important part of, you know, of our success. And it's an important ingredient to our recipe. And without that, we're not going to have, you know, the success that we're looking for. And it's those types of things, right? Taking the time to research. And if you have some questions, you know, doing some reading and doing some learning on your own time, or even during your work hours, really, it's having the discipline to put in the effort and the time so that you can achieve the goals that we have. We can all sit here and talk about goals and visions right. All day long. I want this, I want that, I want, you know, and everybody's driven by something different. And I think it's okay, right? Somebody may have, you know, my goal is to, I'm in an apartment right now and I want to get a home. That's my goal, right? Other people, if they've got a home, maybe they have a goal to buy a new car, and that's what drives them. Others, this is for my family, you know, and I plan to, if you do have kids, I want the best for my kids. And everybody has a different driving factor. Find what that is, and think about that every day. There was an agent that I had a conversation with, about a month ago, and we were looking at, having a conversation about his goals. We were having a conversation about his goals, and in that conversation, you know, he told me where he wants to be a year from now and what his plans are, and he wants to get into a house. And I said, okay. I said, you know, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, I want you to remember this conversation that we're having right now. And on days that you don't feel like going into work, on days that you want to sleep in a little bit, on days that you aren't as excited to get out of bed and go to that event or go prospect or do whatever it is that you have to do, think about the conversation that we're having right now. Yeah. And use it as a constant reminder of where you want to be. And remember that you need this to reach those goals.
Yeah, there's a quote, I think it was Stephen Furtick, and he says, don't give up what you want most for what you want right now.
Yeah.
And I think that people do that, right? You kind of have to keep it on the front of your mind. This is what I want most. And so the decisions I have to make would be, you know, just even kind of like with dieting and weight loss, right?
Yeah.
But like, man, what I really want to do is feel comfortable getting into my swimsuit and going to the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. In July. So here we are in April, and I want that more than I want this cookie, right? Or whatever that situation is. It's same thing with Medicare. It's like, well, I've got this opportunity. And you know what I see from Natalie a lot is the same thing. And I always bring her up just because obviously top producer. But what I see is that motivation of not wanting to give up what she wants most for what she wants right now. Because yeah. There'll be times when everyone says, hey, you know, why don't we like at the happy hour, like the TMS happy hour, where people will be like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get there at 1 and maybe play a couple of rounds of pickleball or whatever. And yeah. She's like, I'm not taking that time off of work. And she's just like, she will not take that time off of work. She's very disciplined in that. And it's because she's not giving up what she wants most for what she wants right now.
Yeah.
And even if she wanted to do that, she's just not down to take that time off. There's another great quote that I like. It says, "Don't get upset for the results you did not get from the work that you did not do." And that's a big one, right? Because you can look at yourself at the end of the year or January when you start getting your new renewals for the year, and you can look at it, and if it's not where you wanted it to be, those renewals aren't where you wanted them to be, is it possible that you just didn't do that work?
Right?
Because we're giving people the tools. Like, I've got to tell you, like, if it were me and I'm out there, like, I've got relationships with dentists and doctors, that's what I'm doing. If I ever don't have an appointment and I'm an agent, that's what I'm doing, is I'm going and creating new relationships or doing events. I'm going to make all of those things a reality. Everything that we talk about here, everything that we say, hey, get out and do, I would be doing, and I would be successful as an agent if I had to start all over right now today, because of the fact that I know that these things work and I'm going to put in the work and be disciplined enough to do them.
Outside of that, another part, you know, if you have those relationships and you've got some time in between appointments, don't take the time to, again, we're self-employed, don't take the time to go home and take a nap. Don't take that long lunch. You know, consider it be productive throughout your workday. Be effective. And so if you've got some downtime, let's say you had an appointment at 11 o'clock and you've got another one at 1:30. And guess what? Your 11 o'clock reschedules you for next week. You've got a couple of hours, 2.5 hours to kill. You know, are you going to take 2.5 hours to lounge around, to maybe stay at home a little bit later? I can leave the house after lunch. I can hang out here or take a longer lunch. No, what you need to do is you need to go out and either create relationships, take that time to create some relationships, or the relationships that you do have, you have to maintain your relationships. You can't just go out, create a relationship and say, okay, great, you know, I got a dentist, and never, you want to drop in on them. Say, hey, right. just dropping in. I was in the area, you know, I'm meeting with a client down the street. Just want to drop in and see if you guys needed some more of my business cards, or, you know, has anybody come in with any questions that I could help with? Or, hey, I put a client with you guys last week here at the dentist. You know, were you guys able to connect with that person?
Yeah, I think that I'll never forget when I went into a dentist's office. I can even picture it in my head with Natalie that day that we were prospecting dentists, and the lady at the front said, we said, are you working with an agent right now? She says, no. Some lady came in doing exactly what you do. She dropped off her stuff. I think she brought us lunch one day and we never heard from her again. Do you think that that's a bright way to, like, one, you wasted that lunch and learn money. You wasted your time because they're not referring business. And as a matter of fact, they're willing to work with us because we're talking about, hey, we'll be there. We're going to send you business. That's not how to work a relationship. You've got to maintain those relationships. You've got to put in that work with them.
I experienced that yesterday. So I drove to a small town yesterday, and really what I was doing, what I do is a little bit different than our agents, but I was looking to see if there were any agents that would want to join TMS. But here's what it turned into. You know, this person was not interested in writing Medicare business, but this person said, is it okay if I refer business over to you? I said, yeah, absolutely. And what he shared with me was, yeah, somebody dropped in, you know, a few months ago, but I haven't heard from him since.
Right.
And it's got to be more than just dropping off your business cards and saying, hey, you know, please refer people over to me. You have to maintain the relationship, because if you don't do that, if you just plant the seed and you don't go and water your seed, nothing's going to come from that. You have to continue to water your plants and so that they can, it can grow into something big. So you want to make sure that that's another part of it, right? Step one is creating the relationship, but step two is equally as important as step one. And that is maintaining that relationship and making sure that it stays there. We have a school, there's a school district that we have a relationship with here in San Antonio. They refer a lot of business to us throughout the year, to a couple of our agents. And the thing is, like, we have to make sure that we maintain that relationship. We can't, even if you are getting referrals from any relationship that you have out there, you have to continue to maintain it by, you know, being grateful for it, whatever it is, you know, just letting them know that you're still there and that you're thankful for their business. Anytime you get a referral, call them up and say, thank you so much for this referral. Because guess what? Just because you have that relationship doesn't mean that there are other agents out there that are trying to take over that relationship. And maybe they're going to try and bring more to the table, right?
Yeah. I've seen it happen even with the dentist where, and it was during COVID, one of our agents had a relationship with the dentist office, and she was surprised, kind of, I don't want to say at the end of COVID, right? Because I guess, but it was in 2020 toward AEP. She started talking to this dentist, and all of a sudden she noticed that she was losing some of her clients. She's like, wait, what's going on? She found out that they started working. Someone came in from, I think it was WellCare, and that they convinced them of that. And they're like, we're going to do events for you and all these things. And this agent during COVID obviously was not doing these events. And so she lost that relationship. So obviously she lost that one because of, you know, for another circumstance, but the truth is still there. There's another agent who is hungry and willing to put in the work. You've got to be willing to do. You've got to be willing to, if they want for you to do events for those dentists, you've got to be willing to put in the work. And I guess ultimately what that comes down to, right? Success takes time, but time is not the only thing that is part of it. It also takes using that time to work, right? You've got to put in the work. It's not just the time. If you know, it's not one of those things that we do and then we say, you know what? Well, I've been here for 10 years. How come I'm not making more sales?
Right.
Because you've got to put in that work, and that's what we've talked about. Well, just keep on beating that drum. You've got to remember that you've got to be disciplined and put in that work. So we just we're wanting to encourage everybody to get out there and do it. We want you to know that we are here to help. You've got an upline that is engaged in your success. We want to see you successful. If there's ever not enough, reach out to us. Let us know. And that's what we're here for, it is to help you to be as successful as possible. Any last notes, Oscar?
I love our title, Success Takes Time, and continue to put that time in. And I'll echo what Raul said. Reach out to us, and we're here to help.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Have a great one.